Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Past the Young's regular dinner hour, and Mr. Young and Peggy, just returned from their trip together to Oak Park, are hurrying up the walk to the house. They're smiling at each other like a couple of conspirators.
I guess we're late for dinner, Daddy.
Well, it was worth it, wasn't it, Peggs? You know, I had real fun being out with my favorite daughter.
I had fun too, Daddy. It was wonderful. Yoo-hoo! Mama, we're here!
Well, it's about time, I must say.
It is, too. Gee, we're hungry. You know, I could eat a bull. Why couldn't you have telephoned if you were going to be late?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, Pepper. How do we know we're going to be late till we were late? You know, you don't make up your mind 2 or 3 hours ahead of time that you're going to be late and telephone ahead. You just get late.
I had the most marvelous time with Daddy. Oh, Mama, we had lunch in Oak Park, and we had chicken patties and hot chocolate with whipped cream.
Hey, never mind all that. Come on in. Chow's waiting for us.
You know, I shouldn't think you'd be very hungry after all that.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I'm starved. Aren't you starved, Daddy?
Well, I could do with a tenderloin of beef and some mushrooms and some corn pudding.
Well,
and
now, look here. You're not getting anything as fancy as that, let me tell you, Mr. Young. You're getting chicken pot pie, and I hope you like it.
I sure do. You bet I do. Say, I better wash up. I'll be down in a jiffy.
Mama, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, to go to Oak Park with Daddy. Everything's so clear in my mind now.
Oh, yeah. Clear like a fog. By the way, your boyfriend called up.
Carter?
Yes, who else?
What did he want?
He's heading in this direction tonight, after dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. I suppose you don't want to see him. I suppose he isn't good enough for you. I suppose you've got to get something better than the Trents of Chicago, huh?
Oh, that isn't it at all, Pepper. I want to see him very much. Only I've had such a perfect day. I just don't want anything to spoil it.
Oh, yes, I can see it was perfect, but I bet Carter's wasn't perfect. He sounded pretty much in the air when he called up, and he's very anxious to see you. So, be nice to him, can't you? He's a swell guy.
Of course I will, Pepper. You know that. Oh, Mama, I never saw Daddy so happy. He was so pleased after that man spoke to him about Cornet Lake.
Huh? About Carnet Lake? What about Carnet Lake?
Well, I don't know exactly, except that somebody may want to buy it. Somebody seems to be interested in getting the property.
Gee, that's some news. Well, that really is.
Oh, Peggy, tell us more about it. Who spoke to your father?
Well, I never saw the man before, Mama. His name was Brewster, and he's the best-looking thing. You know, one of those men who look as if they'd come from a city. Very well-dressed and very good-looking. And all the rest of it. And he's got the nicest smile.
Hmm. And beside the smile, what else did he have?
Well, I don't know very much about it. I told you, Pepper. He just started talking to Daddy. He's representing some people in New York, I think. He's a lawyer or something.
Well, what are they going to do up at Carnet Lake? What are they going to put up?
I don't know. I don't think he told Daddy. He just talked about some looking at it and buying it and perhaps tearing down the old Cornet house.
Hey, you don't suppose they're going to put up winter sports there, do you? Gee, this would be just the time to start that. It would be exactly right. Oh, I've been all for that for I don't know how long. You know that. I've been trying to sell that idea for a year.
I don't know what it is, Pepper. I haven't the slightest idea, really. You better ask Daddy.
You bet I will. Hey, Dad! Dad!
What is it, Pepper?
What's all this about Coronet Lake?
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Oh, Mama, I don't wonder you fell in love with Daddy and got married to him. He's the nicest person to spend the day with.
He certainly is. But you haven't just found that out, have you, Peggy?
Oh, no, I guess not. Only somehow, this morning, I needed so awfully to get away, and it was, well, it was so important to be with somebody who would understand what I was talking about.
And did your father understand what you were talking about?
Yes, he always does.
I see.
And he's right, too, Mama, when he says that the trouble with me isn't that I don't love Carter, because I do. But it's just that I'm too young to get married to anybody. Well, to appreciate what it's all about.
Well, it was no use telling you that before you changed the way you felt now, Peggy. Before you changed.
Do you think I've changed any, Mama? I don't think I've changed. I still adore Carter in a way, and, well, I still love him better than anybody else.
Yes, you've changed, Peggy. And that's the reason your father can talk to you this way. To make you understand. Because you no longer feel about Carter the way you did.
Well, I'm not sure about that, Mama. I'm not sure a bit. Oh, well, yes, I am. I guess you're right. I mean, somehow I'm so relieved to have everything sort of settled in my mind. Well, to find out that I don't belong in his life and I could never make a go of being his wife.
What are you going to say to him when he comes tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I almost wish he weren't coming.
But you can't blame him for wanting to see you.
No, I suppose not.
Well, everybody ready for dinner? I know I am. Mary, that chicken pot pie smells so good. But I still wouldn't mind that tenderloin with mushrooms.
Well, my dear, you can have the tenderloin with mushrooms when and if you sell Coronet Lake.
Oh.
Peggy says there's a chance of getting rid of it.
Well, yes, honey, there's a chance, but... Well, I'm not going to count on it. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's still so remote. But you know, Mary, it was almost like an answer to a prayer. You know, there we were, Peggy and I, in a little tea room over in Oak Park, and I just got through making a speech about how I wish something would break for me. Break right, I mean. And just on the heels of that speech, up walks this stranger, and he asked me, can he talk to me? Well, it turns out to be this Mr. Brewster, who's looking for a piece of property with a house on it for some clients of his.
Gee, Dad, how much do you think they'd pay you for it?
Well, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I don't think the question of price is going to make so much difference to them, provided they like the property, of course.
Sam, it would really be something substantial then, wouldn't it? For us, I mean.
Yes, honey, it might even mean that... Might even mean that... No, I'm not going to say it. I just won't say it. I'm not going to let you count on anything.
Oh, Sam, tell me. I want to know. It won't hurt to talk about it, will it?
Well, Mary, it might even mean, if they paid enough... So that I might even be able to make a down payment on this house.
Oh, Sam!
Oh, that would be great, all right, wouldn't it? And then we'd never have to move away from here.
Oh, I think it will happen. I've got a feeling about that, Mr. Brewster. He's so attractive. Well, I mean, he's got such awfully nice manners. And he looks as if he were a real person, a real businessman. Somebody who knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, a city slicker.
Oh, no, you'd never describe him as a city slicker, not in a million years. He's much too nice for that.
I agree with you, Pegs, much too nice. Say, by the way, where's Biff?
He's out. I think he wangled an invitation to dinner from that girlfriend. He's pretty down.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he got a letter from his father telling him he had to come to Chicago.
Oh? Well, when's he going?
I don't think he is going.
Well, of course he's going, Pepper, if Kurt wants him. Well, the idea...
But you don't know how he feels about that. Mr. Bradley wants him to come out there and start him going to school to leave Elmwood for good.
And he doesn't want to do that?
Of course he doesn't. He's in love. Have you ever heard about love, Peggy? When you're in it, you're in a daze. And when you're out of it and come up for air, everything snaps back to normal. Or have you forgotten?
Well, I don't know.
Well... Anyhow, Peg, the only thing I ask of you is if this guy, Carter, comes around tonight, give him a break, will you? He really loves you. He isn't over it. Believe me, he's still got it bad.
And I love him too, Pepper, and I don't want you to think for a minute that I don't. And I appreciate him, and I know what a darling he is. And, oh, dear, I wish he'd stay away for a little while.
Well, let's all sit down and eat. What do you say?
Oh, I say yes.
Sam, when are you going to see this Mr. Brewster? When are you going to talk to him some more about Coronet Lake?
Well, tomorrow morning. He's coming over here, and I'm going to drive him up to look at it. Then I'll know more about what they're aiming at. I'll know better what the chances are. Only, Mary, keep your fingers crossed, will you? Because If I could land that, if I could put that deal through, our troubles would be over for the present. We'd be sitting pretty. We'd be on top of the world.
Well, a lot depends on the outcome of Mr. Young's talk with Mr. Brewster. So let's keep our fingers crossed for the Youngs. And now a message from our sponsor. Carter has some startling news for the Youngs. Be sure to join us next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.